The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. I want to share a little bit about myself before we get rolling. I was raised in a small town in southeastern Missouri, and this will be good for you, Jamie, because you haven't heard a lot of this.
Yeah.
I was raised in a southeastern Missouri town, moved to St. Louis about 20 years ago, and I have a master's degree in communication, and I've worked in various positions as a media director, a publisher, an entrepreneur. I'm active in my community. I love getting out and doing all kinds of different things, but life used to look a lot different for me. In my early 30s, I had been diagnosed by my early 30s with multiple diseases, and I found myself really not showing up in my life very well at that point in time. I had Crohn's, Hashimoto's, depression, anxiety, just to name a few of the diseases that I was dealing with, and I was also 50 pounds heavier at the time. And after dropping the weight and achieving remission, which, by the way, I came to because my son wrote me a Mother's Day card that said I was good at sleeping.
Aww.
It was one of those moments that it was like, man, I got to change some things. Mm-hmm. Things have to stop being the way that they are. There's got to be something better than this. So I was able to drop the weight and achieve remission, and I got back to being the mom that I wanted to be. And, I had a doctor that I was working with in integrative medicine, and she said, you'd make a good health coach. When you're ready to go back to work, maybe that's something that you could do. So here I am, and I was blessed to have the opportunity to have this radio show and excited to sit here and talk with all kinds of wonderful people that are working in health and wellness here in the St. Louis area in the integrative spectrum. And so today, it's my pleasure to have Jamie Zografos of OsteoStrong Baldwin and Sunset Hills here with me. And I know you've also got yourboobteak.com and some other great things going on. And I'm so excited to get to have this conversation with you and learn more about you and your story and how you've gone from surviving to thriving. So welcome.
Thanks, Amanda. Thanks for sharing your little tidbit. That was neat.
Yeah, well, I got through it. It's been a rough day. Grief does some things. So for anyone that's listening on the radio, you can always go back and check out facebook.com/getrealtoheal for the Facebook Live of this, at which point you will see that I look a little bit of a mess today. I lost a fur friend yesterday that had been with me for 17 years, so it's been a tough 24 hours, but
yeah.
I'm glad to be here. Yeah. So, all right, now you have survived quite a lot yourself.
I have, yeah. I don't know. I can go back to my small town when I was born, but I moved here 20 years ago as well.
So where are you
that's
from?
Chicago area.
Okay.
So yeah, moved here 20 years ago. And I was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 39. I went on a little journey, which I was working a lot. I have been a real estate appraiser for 20 years, and so was working a lot and decided that I was 39 and it would be a good idea to get a breast aug for my 40th birthday. So I went to go to the plastic surgeon to do that. And he said, have you ever had a mammogram? I was like, well, no, I'm not 40 yet. And isn't that the time that you do that? And he's like, yeah, well, I don't want to really touch you till you get one. So I was like, oh, and I almost canceled it because I didn't feel like going to do that step, which is silly looking back, but I did and got my first mammogram. And so in that, those results came back that they weren't positive. And so then you had to go for more tests and more tests. So at the age of 39, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So that changed everything a little bit. So
I haven't had to deal with mm-hmm. cancer myself. And I thank God every day. I've been through a lot of things, but mm-hmm. I haven't been through the big C.
Yeah.
What is it like in that moment?
You don't think you'll ever get it. Everybody thinks they won't ever get it. And you sure don't think you're going to get it at 39. So I I knew something was wrong when I went to the biopsy because it took like over an hour, hour and a half, and I was in tears the whole time. And then you have to wait 48 hours for them to tell you, which is about the most grueling 48 hours. The hardest thing is, for me, was telling my family, because I knew I'm the rock of the entire family, and how in the world are they going to handle this? So when the phone call came in, and I had no idea at all what I was going to do with that information. And then you're like, oh, the whole world changes in a second. It's tough.
How did the world change for you? Like what were some of the shifts in perspective that you had, and where does your mindset go from there?
So that particular weekend went in, let's just say, every direction. I would go from, am I going to make it? That's everybody's first question when they get sick. And what are my girls going to do without me? They were 11 and 15, and that's, any age is a bad age. But so that was my first thing, is what are they going to do without me? What if I don't make it? What if this goes wrong? And then you go from, oh, I'm going to be fine. And then you go, what if I'm not fine? And your mind is every direction. And so that was like the first 3 days. And then I pulled a little bit of myself together to figure out, because they were out of town at the lake that weekend. So I happened to have a few days to try and figure out what in the world am I really going to say to them. So I had to pull myself together to let them know that I will be fine. And so then your mindset goes to, I will be fine, and I'll do something with this. But that doesn't happen just in a hot second.
It's not
overnight. No. And it didn't even happen that weekend, honestly. It took probably a good year or two before I really felt like I could do something with this. And I knew I'd be okay. Once, the surgery started happening, I really felt like I'd be okay. But during that first dark time, I had no idea what, no idea. So,
you mentioned the surgeries, and for a lot of women that I've talked with who have been through breast cancer, there's that moment where you look down and you realize that things are different.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like? I mean, how do you wrap your mind around that?
Look down as in after surgeries and everything's completely different. So hopefully this isn't too much information.
There's no such thing on this show.
Okay, good. So I remember, and I've probably shared this once in my life, but I remember coming home from all the surgeries, and I had a double mastectomy, and you're all taped up and everything's, a complete mess. And when they do the surgery, which is like 6 hours, if you get to save your nipples, they put them in a cup to try and hopefully save them. And then they put them back together when okay. And so when they put them in the cup, they generally die, right? And so it's like an umbilical cord when they put them back that they kind of all dry up. Well, anyway, my husband at the time, I would not let him see me because everything looked so disgusting, and I felt so ashamed, even though I shouldn't have felt ashamed. And so I couldn't really take a bath because you have drains and everything coming out of every direction of your body. So my mom was the only one I would let see me. And that was super sad, because I think that if I, would have allowed somebody to share that space with me besides my mom, that there could have been a lot of growth there. But there was so much fear that I don't know if it was fear that he wouldn't love me, or fear that he probably would think I look gross, which is where I felt I was. So, yeah.
So you've moved through that space, and it sounds like, and sometimes those moments where we look back and we say, well, what if, like what you just said was so beautiful, there might have been a lot of growth, but there has been so much growth.
Mm-hmm.
And if it hadn't been that way, then maybe the perspective might not have shifted it might not have shifted the same way that it did,
Absolutely.
And it sounds like you're in such an amazing space now.
Mm-hmm.
And you've come to this point where you know that you can do something, and you are doing something positive to help mm-hmm. others. When was the moment that you had the inspiration to not just, to take your mess and turn it into a message?
Mm-hmm. So that exact moment, I think that when we look back, there's always one little turning point. I was in the hospital. So cancer was in 2017. They thought we had another little cancer scare that came back okay, but we didn't know that at the time. So I was in the hospital because they had to redo one of the reconstructions, and I had an infection. So I was in the hospital for 5 days. And during those 5 days, we found that the infection couldn't go away without removing one of the breasts. So I was dating my boyfriend for 3 months, and I can look back now and smile about it, but having one breast when you've been dating 3 months is not what I signed up for. But anyway, that's what it was. So I cried for an hour in that hospital room. And I'm like, this is so much bigger than you that you've got to do something with this. So we were 5 days in the hospital. Friends were coming in, bringing cookies. It was a really good 5 days. And I say that because that's where the turning point was, that one of my dearest friends, named Angela, close to your name, right? Said, we were talking about what we're going to do with this. And I was like, well, we've got to do something because people don't know what they need on their journey. And I didn't know what I needed. So we sat there and I was like, I want to make products that make the journey easier. And so she's like, well, what do you mean? And I was like, well, we need like a little cozy breast. So you can put the little cozy breast in your bra when you don't have a breast, because I didn't have it for 6 weeks. And so that was crazy. And so then, so we made the cozy breast, so it looked like you had one. And I was okay looking like I had one, because that's fine, you know, it'll come back. And so then we decided that we need to make more than that. So we decided that we would name a little online store called Your Boutique, and we would make all these things that you need so the journey isn't so hard. So at least you have the things that you need to make this unbearable time a little more bearable.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What are some of the things people find on Your Boutique? You know, it's not just the cozy breast.
Right.
What are some of the other things that people come there and find that helps?
So the main thing that I invented is a little hoodie jacket. So it's a zip hoodie because your arms cannot move all over when you have surgery. And so inside the hoodie jacket are little pockets, and you put your drains from your surgery inside these little pockets, because the drains are the worst part of the whole thing, because if you move your body in a weird direction and the drain moves, you're in complete pain, even more pain than your regular. And you want to go to the store or do something, and you don't want the drains hanging out like, you know, safety pin to your bra or whatever. So that's the main thing that I invented, is this hoodie that has little pockets inside. And it's lightweight because, you know, we're usually cold anyway, and, you know, that's a little thing to wrap around you. There's some nice cozy blankets because you're freezing after surgery anyway. There is an apron, so if you're at home and you don't want to wear the hoodie, you stick the little drains inside the little apron. I am trying to partner with a lot of other breast cancer survivors, because some things that other people need, I didn't need, so we can have all the products. That's just kind of a bird's eye view. Oh, and zip-up bras, you know, because you can't ever wear an underwire again when you have a double mastectomy, and you can't put your arms around, so you have to wear a little zip-up bra. So yeah, just a little bird's eye view. But I want some pajamas and things that make, you know, you just don't have a whole lot of mobility, you know, in your upper body, and you don't know till you don't know. So
right, yeah, right.
So
that's amazing. And you've got all these other breast cancer survivors that you're pulling in, mm-hmm, to build this team that is, mm-hmm, bringing these awesome. Okay, what is that like? That's got to be some amazing synergy, pulling people together that have been through so much and are now channeling that toward doing so much good for others.
Yeah. So I think when I started OsteoStrong, kind of in this mix of this whole thing, right? The law of attraction has come so much into form with that, because I probably have, if I had to count, probably 40 to 50 members that are breast cancer survivors. And that has been, so when they come in, and I've had two come in that had no idea that I was a survivor. They're like, I don't know if I should be here. I'm getting a biopsy tomorrow. And both of them found out they had cancer, and I got to be there through their journey with that. So, you know, all those people I get to, you know, help and create a little bit of hope in their life. And that's, I'm sure you know, the biggest thing.
Oh, it's such a powerful thing.
Yeah.
It's such a powerful thing. So talk to me about OsteoStrong, because, you know, all of the wonderful things you're doing for, mm-hmm, women through Your Boutique, which, by the way, 40 or 50, mm-hmm, is it just me, or I just remember growing up, you never heard of people having this.
I know.
What do you think contributed to your cancer?
What
are your thoughts? You must have a lot of thoughts on this.
Oh, I have a lot. I think there's a lot of different ways we can get cancer, right?
Certainly.
There's environmental, and there's, you know, all those crazy things. For me, I don't handle stress well. It's something I'm learning to handle better, even still, that my cortisol was out of whack. My hormones were out of whack. It was a hormonal cancer, that my self-care, everything was not in the right place. And I wasn't honoring myself as much as I should have, I think, in my opinion. So
Yeah, I've struggled with that myself as well. It's one of the big things that I focus on helping women with in my practice, because it makes all the difference in the world.
Right.
That's powerful. So OsteoStrong is another way that you're helping people to really get back to focusing on self-care and build better health. And tell us about OsteoStrong.
Yeah. So in 2017, about 1 week before I was going back to work with all these extra boutique surgeries and, you know, that whole story. So in November of 17, I was at a Tony Robbins event, and basically you had to make two decisions for your life. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to step more into my purpose, which at the time was boutique, which still is. But then all of a sudden a speaker got on stage to talk about OsteoStrong. And I'll be honest, at first I was like, bones, you know, it wasn't like, I was like, yay, bones. And so I really didn't think a whole lot of it, honestly. I thought it was neat, is honestly what I thought. Then I went home, and I went to the one at the O'Fallon right by my house and joined that one. And I was like, wow. Like, this really fits my story, because chemotherapy and bone density and menopause and breast cancer and all of it, I was like, and then when I saw it work for me and how much stronger and how much better I felt, I was like, I'm in. So then I just burned all my boats and decided that it would be a great idea to buy into three different locations. And yeah.
Burning the boats.
Yeah.
I like that. Talk to me about that phrase.
Yeah. So I didn't choose to burn my own boats. I guess I did. We all create our lives, right? So I was working for Quicken Loans, great company. I worked there for about 7 years being a real estate appraiser. Well, you can't do side work when you work there. So, and I knew that. But I thought that in order to pay for my Tony Robbins journey and whatever else I wanted to do, that I would need to have some extra funds. So I did a little bit of that. Got in a little bit of trouble, and they said, Jamie, you're fired. And I was like, okay. Rightfully so. I knew that I wasn't supposed to do it. So that was in February of 18. I could never have built OsteoStrong at the level I have if I kept that job. I still do appraisals with my own company, but not to the level. So that's how I burned my boats.
You know what? And it's, you never look back.
Yep.
I think you mentioned, when you mentioned the law of attraction, I think a lot of people think that that means you're always manifesting positive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're manifesting how whatever's supposed to be.
Whatever's right. supposed to be will be.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. So you said bones, right? Mm-hmm. But for people that are listening and are going, OsteoStrong, what is this?
Right.
So a little bit more about kind of what the process is of how you increase bone density and strengthen bones through OsteoStrong's practices.
Okay. So what we do at OsteoStrong is it's skeletal strength conditioning is what we call it. And basically what we're doing is giving our members the ability to trigger a response in their brain to grow new healthy bone and muscle tissue. And that's going to be like an adaptive response when we walk into a dark room. Your eyes dilate. Every time you put your body in that environment, your eyes are going to dilate. Every time you put about four times your body weight on of pressure on your bones, it's going to send a signal to your brain to grow new healthy bone and muscle tissue. It's going to be that adaptive response. So our doctor did research and all that good stuff to find out how much pressure do we need, because we knew 100 years ago that pressure against your bones triggers the osteoblast activity to grow new healthy bone tissue. So we have four pieces of equipment that basically we call impact emulation. So you produce impact on your bones, it sends that signal to your brain to grow new healthy bone tissue, and you get new myofibrils in your muscle, making your muscle denser, and then your ligaments and tendons are thicker and stronger. So it's everybody has bones, right? I have members that are 11 up to 92 and a half, and everybody in between. So we help a lot of people, whether they're alleviating joint and back pain or trying to look to increase bone density, increase strength, improve their balance or posture, all that together. Everybody gets that.
So when you say, I had this flash through my head when you said four times your own body weight on your bones, that pressure. So is this traditional barbell strength training, or is this... Can you give a visual?
So basically our machines are robotic. So if you can imagine pushing and pulling at the gym 4.2 multiples, which is what it exactly is of your body weight, you're not able to do that because you're, going back and forth with the weight on the weight machine. On our machines, they're robotic. So you're just creating pressure against your bones. Your brain doesn't really know the difference. It just knows that that amount of pressure that is needed is triggering that response. So, that's why we are different than the gym.
So for people who might be saying, okay, yeah, but is it going to hurt? Is it painful? Mm-hmm. Like, what does it feel like to put that kind of pressure on your body?
So it's super simple. It's a very profound process. And so when our members first come in, we don't really let someone do 100% of their strength unless they're like an athlete the first time, because if they've had bone loss, that's not, you know, going to be the best idea to put a whole lot of pressure on it. So they're in control the whole time. So they push or pull as much as they comfortably can. So they can, you know, just push a little and grow into the program very easily, or, you know, go up to about 75% their first time in.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the, you know, I know you mentioned a few different conditions that this might be really, really effective for mm-hmm. reversing or strengthening. Mm-hmm. Go a little bit more into that.
So let's start with like joint and back pain. Let's say somebody has knee pain from, you know, repetitive use or whatever. I have a gentleman that is pretty big at the gym, and he's like, gosh, Jamie, I can't even squat because my knees hurt so bad. When we're pushing all that pressure and putting it against our bones and muscles, it takes that pressure and kind of pulls it off the joint to alleviate some of that pain, and the blood gets rushing to that area. So a lot of people notice, you know, early on that there's less pain, and then to continue with the program to have that alleviate that joint and back pain would, you know, be a little bit longer of a process. But
so this is a really great natural way, well, more holistic way yeah. of approaching mm-hmm. these complex conditions, and it's a good solution for that. So what that brings me to, though, in my stumbling, fumbling way today, is you've got this other project, the Holistic mm-hmm. Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
Okay. And your OsteoStrong has become very reputable and very well known in the holistic community in St. Louis mm-hmm. and beyond. What was the inspiration to start the Holistic Chamber of Commerce? And tell me a little bit about your mindset around holistic approaches to health.
Mm-hmm. So when I got sick, I honestly was the girl that listened to your doctor and do everything your doctor says, and that's just how you did it. Until, you know, I found OsteoStrong, and I'm like, gosh, there's a lot here, because, you know, we have other modalities in there that I can get to in a little minute. But so I had this bright idea that it would be good to put all the holistic-minded individuals in the same room and see what we could do to help St. Louis and beyond, and collaborate and just see what do we have here in St. Louis and what other sources and how can we help each other. So
yeah, it's powerful when you can get those types of like minds in a room together and see mm-hmm. you know, how you can pay that forward together.
Right.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
When we talk about, I want to go back to, you know, your own health journey and some mm-hmm. of the things that you're dealing with, right, or that you've been through. Clearly with cancer, it can be controversial. There are a lot of people who are like looking at ways that they can approach cancer more holistically.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
So I think nutrition plays a huge factor. I am still learning a lot about that, so we'll go there. I think that stress plays a big factor, and I also think that there's a lot of tools in the toolbox and a lot of different options to be able to deal with that not always, you know, I don't want to say putting poison in your body, but I know there's some things that need that, but you know, that isn't always the best, or it's not the only tool. How about that?
I really, being from the integrative world, mm-hmm. I know a lot of people in the holistic spectrum are very, you know, it can be polarizing.
Right.
You know,
right.
they're very far to one end. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit more toward the middle.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my conditions would not have been, you know, for instance, rheumatic fever with Sydenham's chorea was one of my autoimmune conditions.
Mm-hmm.
It's caused by strep. And there was no way that I was going to beat it and get it into remission without the conventional treatments.
Right.
The other, you know, issues that I was dealing with, a lot of those were just diet, lifestyle, things like that. And that's not even to say we're jumping into cancer here, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
But I really feel like we're blessed to be living in a modern age where we have so many different options, when so many different tools and so much knowledge available to us. But I hope that people listening to this, and I hope that others are starting to wake up to the fact that we really can't outsource our health.
Right.
Like, it's an inside job,
mm-hmm.
and it starts with what we eat, how we treat ourselves, you know, as you said, self-care, stress management,
right?
All of those holistic things, right? Looking at the mm-hmm. whole person, all the facets of life. And then, yeah, sometimes we get so far down the road, even for our best efforts, there may be things in our environment and so on that trigger those genes that then yeah. cause those bigger issues. And then thank God for modern medicine, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we just got a couple of minutes left. I want to thank you again for being here today, Jamie. It's just been really great.
Thank you.
So, Jamie Zografos, tell us a little bit about how they can follow you online and how people can get in touch.
So I have my two Facebook pages, Osteo Strong Baldwin and Osteo Strong Sunset Hills, and my boutique store. It's Your Boutique. We got to put the your in front of it or you'll go to a crazy space.
Oh, boy.
Yep. So yourboutique.com. If you know anybody that knows somebody, which is a lot of people that have had breast cancer that I could help out, or any breast cancer survivors that want to go on the journey with me to see what we can do.
It's fantastic. Well, thanks again. I appreciate you so much.
Yes.
This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH 92.9 FM. Get Real to Heal is proudly underwritten by AFC Urgent Care, which is located across from Brentwood City Hall. We all know that flu season is right around the corner, and no matter how many times you have your kids wash their hands or how much elderberry syrup you're drinking, you know there's still a possibility that those kiddos are going to catch and spread the flu to your entire household. As a family care provider, AFC Urgent Care can diagnose and treat all the members of your family. AFC Urgent Care is open 7 days a week, long after traditional physician office hours end. More information can be found on AFC Urgent Care's website, www.afcurgentcare.com/Brentwood, or by calling 314-731-6265. And I've had great experiences with them, with everyone at AFC Urgent Care, with my family and some of my neighbors as well have been in recently and gotten stitches, had those things done that, sometimes you just need a little help.
Absolutely.
And they're amazing. So thank you so much for the sponsorship. Really appreciate you being on board and underwriting the program. So again, this has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. Making it through a tough day here. Thank you so much for being here with me. And if you'd like to reach out for a free consultation or for any information on my practice as a health coach, it's 314-583-6749. And you can find me online at amandalaplante.com or on facebook.com/getrealtoheal. Let's go make it a great day.